The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here today, joined by Mick Norton to look ahead to the best of Monday's action. We're going to look at three contests at Kempton Park on the Polytrack in just a few moments, as well as looking back at the best of Saturday's racing. Good morning. In fact, good afternoon it is now,
yes,
Mick Norton.
Yes, it is, Alex. Yeah, good afternoon.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. The flat season got underway yesterday with the William Hill Lincoln from Doncaster. That went to Ocean Tempest for John Ryan and Adam Kirby. Tullius back in second, Robert the Painter and Sweet Lightning third and fourth. And Off Art back in fifth. If you backed it with William Hill, you will be getting your each way money there, because we were five places. Ocean Tempest, I'm going to say a winner that basically... one of the least sexy horses in the lineup, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, if you can hear teeth grinding in the background, it's because I backed Tullius. Obviously, his little stint in Dubai has done him good, hasn't it? Mm. And he'd been running respectably there, and yeah, there seemed to be plenty of late money for him as well. 20s his return, but he was available much bigger earlier on in the day.
I think he was 33s earlier on in the day, or bigger. I think a few people had a few fancies at bigger prices, and he just didn't seem to enter many people's calculations. But then, as you say, he was nibbled at. It was one of those strange ones.
It was.
But you can't knock the way that he did it. Got the better of Tullius, Robert the Painter, Sweet Lining, and Off Art, as I mentioned. So not the maybe... the euphoric win. I think we were all buzzing last year because Levitate won, and obviously we're pretty close with the Quinn team.
Yeah.
With Sean obviously working here. So
absolutely.
But nevertheless, fair play and congratulations to John Ryan and Adam Kirby, who gave it a good ride.
I think what both of the races told us, the Spring Mile and the Lincoln itself, is that the Northern Brigade of trainers, the Fahis, the O'Meara's, Carl Burke, Tim Easterby, I think they're all going to hit the ground running.
Yeah.
And keep a close eye on their runners in the coming weeks and months. The time's suggesting, just slightly on the slow ground, goodish slow flat racing ground, I would say, that Spring Mile form, I think, will stand up. It was actually running a little bit quicker time than Lincoln, wasn't it, itself? Mm. But so I think the Spring Mile will stand up. I mean, the form is absolutely solid. With the Lincoln form with Tullius in second, a very good horse, listed class, if not Group 3, Tullius. So, plenty to look forward to with the rest of the season in mind.
Just before we touch on Maidan, I'm just going to mention one horse. I don't think you saw this race yesterday, Mick, but the 150 at Kempton Park, the first race, was a maiden filly stakes, and it went to Tiggy Wiggy for Richard Hannon and Sean Levy.
Apparently it was backed as if defeat was out of the question.
It went off 8-13 on debut, and you won't have seen an easier 8-13 winner.
Yes.
I don't think it's the strongest race. Second, third, and fourth were all Paul Evans runners. He targeted the race, but that is a horse that I think you have to be on next time. She just absolutely blew them away, you know, from the front. Very, very speedy and never looked like losing. Scooted home.
Yeah. And, you know, all the more meritorious when you consider the racing round two bends, aren't they?
Exactly. Just look completely with it, if you like.
Yeah.
And certainly one that you'd have to be with next time. Possibly one going places. Might just be an early type, but nevertheless, very, very impressive.
Yeah.
We'll move on to Maidan. Where the feature race, the Dubai World Cup, went to Godolphin, with African Story the winner at 12s, Mukadrama second at 14s, Catamountain third at 25s, Sidelance fourth at 33s. I mean,
it might have been the best race, biggest race, but it wasn't the best race, was it?
No.
The best race was the Shima Classic, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so. That went to Gentle Donna,
former Japan Cup winner, beating the French star Cyrus de Zegler, bidding to win the race again after winning it in 2012. Mm. You know, that was a proper race. I'm not sure what the Dubai World Cup amounted to be honest.
Well, it's a funny one. African Story, an okay horse by all, you know, certainly merited his place in the lineup, but so you wouldn't have thought that he'd be winning and winning as comfortably as he did. Mukadrama back in second, ran a good race.
Yeah.
Catamountain ran okay in third. I mean, Sidelance was fourth. Sidelance is not a horse I particularly like.
Yeah.
I just think that the race had a very, very funny feel to it.
Yeah. I blame the surface. It's almost impossible to come from too far back, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Catamountain came from a long way back. He won plenty of credit for finishing as close as he did. But
at the same time, surely jockeys have got to see that it's hard to make that ground up. Sylvester D'Souza did, rode his mount handily and kicked on, and, you know, that almost stole the
race.
There
were some very
like.
Strange rides, I thought, on the whole card. I don't know what Sumalan was doing on Shay Shay.
Yeah.
It was just sort of as if he had leaving himself about 100 metres to win the race. And it just...
Although I did think he was going to get there at one point. He looked like he was...
Yeah, but the Hong Kong horse wasn't stopping.
No, I mean, no, true.
You know, I mean, that was a tremendous time. 56.21.
Mm. But it is that kind of course, though, where you just... It's almost like you need to see how the early races have gone with regards to front runners and hold up performers, and just try and follow that, you know. Which is a shame when you get the caliber of horse, because it often means that the best horse won't win.
Yeah,
but
I think what one of the best turf courses you could ever see. Why they just don't run the whole lot on the turf? I just don't know.
Okay, well, we're not going to look at turf racing. We're going to look at polytrack action on Monday. Kempton Park.
Well, it was either that or a couple of jumpers.
Yes, true. So. I'm looking forward to the Hexham card tomorrow for the record, but haven't looked through that yet. So we're going to look at three at Kempton. The 4 o'clock's the first one that we'll look at.
It's weakest of the three.
Yeah, well, it's a handicap over 6 furlongs. It's a class 6 event with 12 runners down to go to post, and there isn't a whole deal of quality form on offer.
It is a 3-year-old handicap, which...
Well, you just get the impression that he's going to go to one that on handicap debut, don't you?
Well, you do, but it's very hard to make a case for the handicap debutants per se. Maybe the best of them being the top one, Idamante, who was trained by Kristen Stubbs, Sean Levy taking the ride. He's got a race in 55. You could give him a chance on his red car run, his middle run last May. And he was never seen again until September, when he disappointed next time. So it's difficult to know where he's going from 2 to 3. But at least that run at red car does suggest that he's not devoid of ability.
Mm.
And... you know, if he's done well from 2 to 3, who knows? Crystallized wears the cheap pieces for the first time. This is a daughter of Rock of Gibraltar. She produced her best effort to date, I thought, last time, suggesting there was more to come and the pieces might help. She did show a glimmer in her 3 starts at 2. They were all fairly close together in the second half of the season, 2013. But... She didn't show much improvement on her seasonal reappearance, but was better, as I say, last time. Wasn't beaten very far on a handicap debut, and this looks even easier than that. So she's got to go on the shortlist. But I'm going to give the vote to Jalebi, a daughter of Sleeping Indian, trained by Jim Boyle, who she's been heavily backed twice this filly. Interestingly enough, both times when she's run at Southwell, perhaps that's because she's by Sleeping Indian, whose horses do particularly well on the fibre sand.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be why she hasn't quite delivered yet, but she's definitely got races in her off of this mark. I had a close look at that handicap debut at Lingfield last time when Jim Crowley rode her. And she was east close home, was arguably unlucky not to have hit the frame, And I think the step up to six furlongs is going to suit her. And I think this six round Kempton will probably suit her better than that five at Lingfield. So in a race with more questions than answers, I'll take a chance on Jalebi and hope that she's an each-way price,
okay,
Alex.
Jalebi in the 4 o'clock. Next up, the 4.30. Handicap over six furlongs. This one a Class 4 event.
Yeah, they
10
get
runners.
Better. They get
yeah,
better.
Well, we've got 10 runners going to post here. And there's some really interesting contenders. We've got some old boys, the likes of Light from Mars and Tax Free, coming up against some reasonably experienced four-year-olds. And then there's the odd, really unexposed four-year-old, the likes of Dutiful Son for Jeremy Nasida and Ryan Moore, who certainly looks eye-catching in this one.
Well, we'll start with him because I think it's almost a gimme that he's going to start favourite,
yes.
Dutiful Son. He's 2 from 2 over course and distance. Ryan Moore, 1 from 1 on him. Ryan was on board last time. He's £8 higher than that. He's definitely got more to come, this horse, and he should be effective in a mark in the 80s. Everything looks in place. Workable draw in 6. The only problem is he's going to get over bet, isn't he?
Well, his 2 wins at Kempton, he's gone off 11-10 and 4-5, and his
exactly.
Previous runs before there, 11-2 on debut, when 5th at Haydock, and then 7-2 and 2-1 in Redcar Maidens.
So I'm not telling you much you know.
No, but I mean, if this horse was one of Jeremy Nasida's better ones, he wouldn't be running at Redcar, would he?
No.
And not even winning at Redcar.
He's a player, but
yeah.
At the prices, I'm going to swerve him.
Okay.
Go Far, he's a model of consistency, Go Far. Alan Bailey trains him. He's in the form of his life at present. He's one for young Tim Clark, who takes off the 5. His mark's crept into the 80s now, when his first win came off 67. But he has run well here at Kempton in defeat, all 3 starts. And the form he's in at the moment is hard to discount. But I'm looking outside the box here, Alex. You know, I always like to look for a likely bit of value when, especially when I spot one that's going to get over bet, and usually they'll take a chunk out of the market and leave something, a live one, at a very tempting price.
Okay.
And that's Vincenti, trained by Ron Harris. And he was rated 91 as recently as last June. He's got in here off 78. Now, I was working at York at the May meeting last year in a hugely competitive sprint handicap. This horse finished 2nd of 17 behind Movie Star off a mark of 86. And he's got in here off 78. And I had a look back at his run last time, 10 days ago, when Adam Kirby rode him, who rides him on Monday.
Mm.
And he wasn't given a hard time by Kirby, just obviously just getting to know him. And that was his all-weather debut as well at Lingfield last time. And I think he's a very interesting, well-handicapped runner on his Kempton Park debut. And again, hopefully, he'll go off at a decent price.
And of course, Movie Star now rated, well, was rated 113 last time out in the Nunthorpe. So,
and
polls apart
this
now.
This was beaten. I'm not joking, Alex.
No, it was. It was very
close. It was a pixel.
Well, I backed Movie Star that day.
It was a pixel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't believe the judge was able to separate them. So he's too well handicapped to ignore. He's got a good draw in 3, and he's going to go off at a good price against a likely very short hot pot favourite.
Okay, Vincenti there in the 4.30. Likely to be a good bit of value. The final race that we'll look at is the 5 o'clock. It is a conditions stakes. 2 miles of trip for this Class 2 contest. 11 runners down to go to post. Certainly a very, very interesting race. All kinds of runners here. Some in form, some very much out of form. But you couldn't rule many of them out, really.
Absolutely. It's Class 2 and it's attracted a really good field with no less than... 5, I think, 5 in the 90s and 1 in the 100s at the rating. So some really good horses on display in that 5 o'clock. I'll start with Clarence Estate. Now, he's a very interesting runner, this son of Teofilio. He's trained by Roger Charlton. James Doll takes the ride. And he shapes every inch like a steer. I know he disappointed in the Cesarewitch on his final start last year, but... I think there's more to come from this horse as a stayer. He's still unexposed in these sort of stamina tests. I know this is his all-weather debut, but he does go well fresh. And listen to this for a stat. He's won first time up in both of his seasons to race Clarence Estate. If it hadn't been his all-weather debut, and they're giving him the vote, but I'm going to look elsewhere.
Okay.
So Graham Wade's another interesting runner. He just form just tailed off slightly in the second half of last season, and as a result, he's got his mark back down into the 90s. And I know this isn't a handicap, this is a conditioned race, but he's definitely one to keep a close eye on, whatever he does here with him getting back into the 90s. And he's making his all-weather debut as well. So there's two interesting all-weather debutants there in Clarence Estate and Sir Graham Wade, probably with other races in mind further down the road, but not to be dismissed out of hand. And that leads me nicely onto the selection, and that's Noble Silk, who David Probert rides for Lucy Wadham. Noble Silk... he's run well both starts here, including winning one of them. I think he was runner-up on the other one. And that was a really good run last time when second at Lingfield over 2 miles earlier on this month. That was after 192 days off. Looks a really strong stayer, this horse. And I think this Kempton 2 miles will suit him better than the Lingfield 2 miles. So I'm just giving him the vote with his... with his all-weather experience and with that good, solid effort behind him last time in a very good conditions two-miler.
Mm, really is.
Superb. Mm. I think it'll throw up stacks of winners in the coming weeks. Mm. Definitely one to keep an eye on.
Certainly. Okay. Thank you, Mick. Can you just run us through your three picks at Kempton Park?
Yes. For the 4 o'clock, we're taking a chance with Jalebi for Jim Boyle and Hayley Turner. In the 4:30, this is a cracking sprint handicap. I'm just looking outside the box a little bit. If Vincenti can come back to his form around this time last year, off of this mark of 78, he'll win that okay. And in the 5 o'clock, a really good conditioned race. And I'm going with Noble Silk here, but plenty of horses to keep an eye on running in this with the coming weeks in mind.
Mm. Okay then, Mick, thank you very much. Best luck with us and enjoy the action on Monday.
Okay, Alex, thank you, will do.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.